Truth and Action. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. 1 John 3:18-19. Crystal, a young mother, lived far from her biological family. However, God placed a Christian family within 5 minutes of her home. This family modeled Christ's love in tangible ways to Crystal and her preschooler with availability, meals, and babysitting, to name a few. Crystal thanked God for this family. God tells us that we are to tangibly, in truth and action, reflect God's love to those in need. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? As we love through meeting the needs of other mothers, they will see Christ in us. They will come to have a clearer depiction of who Christ is. We receive the blessing of knowing we are from the truth, and our hearts are assured and comforted. As the Lord's Word tells us, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. We can model for our preschooler how to live out our faith in Christ through good works. Identify a mother who has a specific need, and in partnership with your preschooler, meet that need. Discuss with your preschooler how the Lord used you to help, in truth and action, reflect His character of love. Lord, help me to teach my preschooler how to live out faith with good works through truth and action. The Lord wrote this devotional, Truth and Action, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Mothers of Preschoolers.